The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
This episode was brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Maybe you're going through, dare I say, menopause or perimenopause. If so, my guess is you're having a hard time finding comfort in your body. I have just the thing that really works. Hormone Harmony has become an absolute phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. It is the craziest statistic. Enter Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony. They're dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make zero compromise when it comes to quality, and it really does show. What I love is that Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called aptogens, which basically do exactly what it sounds like. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So if you're struggling with hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating, gas, and no desire to be next to someone in bed, if you catch my drift, Hormone Harmony can really help with all these things. The best part, especially if you're listening and thinking to yourself, this is all great, but I'm not going through menopause yet. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause, but for women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances. The biggest benefit of all is really truly feeling like yourself again. In fact, it's the main takeaway women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 160,000 reviews, to be exact. Okay, for our Lipstick on the Rim audience, we have a limited time 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Welcome back to Lipstick on the Rim with Risa Tisa, part two. And if you haven't checked out part one, you guys go back, listen to that now, and then come back to this episode where we take a deep, deep dive into navigating all red flags in relationships. So without further ado, did you trust as a young girl?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things about me that probably led to this is that I've always been kind of a trusting person. And I feel like to her point, because she hits on something that I've acknowledged, it's not even so much that I'm afraid to trust a man in a relationship as much as it is I don't trust me. Mm. Mm. I don't trust me well and strong enough to say, okay, this doesn't feel right and I'm walking away. So it's almost like my instinct is to not even walk toward, like just you stay over there, I'm gonna stay over here. Because I feel, and I've said this, but I feel like my radar was broken. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't trust my own instinct that was screaming at me. So there's so many things in this story, in this experience that I put the blame on Teresa. And it's because of that. And I've said this before, I cannot go through that again. You know what I'm like? And I don't mean that in any other way other than I say that humbly, I can't go through that again. So because I don't feel strong enough within me to really be like, you know what, I'm not putting up with this. I don't even want to try. Like, and plus I just feel like, again, healing takes time because it was traumatic. When I go through the whole thing, it really was traumatic. The mind games were traumatic. The isolation was traumatic. COVID in and of itself was traumatic. Yeah. So you add all this on top of it, and then you add on what you found out to realize you let this person in your home, in your life, in your bed. Yeah, you're going to need to take some time to heal from that. And you're going to need to take some time to heal Teresa.
Did you have a moment? And I want to talk about the end, but did you have a moment before you spoke to the ex-wife? Like, by speaking to her, did you feel some sort of validation?
Absolutely. I remember, I was terrified to call her. My heart was like racing. One, I wasn't sure if that was the right, if she still had the number. And then two, I wasn't sure the reaction I was going to get from her. I wasn't sure if I was going to get a, you know, F you, don't you ever call me again. No. So when she answered the phone and I said, you know, this is Legion's wife, my name is blah, blah, blah. She laughed and she said, I know if you're calling me, it's bad.
Yeah.
And I remember.
Did your heart sink at that moment?
It stopped beating fast because that statement in and of itself was enough for me to be like, tell me more. And I said to her, and I promised her, and I'm still keeping this promise. I was like, I won't ever tell him that I spoke to you. I said, I just need to know, how bad is it? And I said, you're probably the only person who can help me. I'm not trying to disrupt your life. I think in that moment, the fact that this woman was so gracious to explain to me, honey, he did the exact same thing. It was like, okay, it was in that moment that my mind and my heart were finally on the same page. You were not crazy.
I loved it. I loved how you spoke about her. I loved
her too. Just the
I loved
that
her
she
that
was
she
with
was
you.
So honest she and was. Transparent with mm-hmm. you about like, girl.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask, did you ever figure out who those shoes were going to?
Yeah, where the fuck did the shoes go?
Egypt. No.
Egypt.
So whoever the girl is exists because I know I mailed the shoes.
But that's right.
Yeah. But I have no idea when I asked the older brother, because I thought Egypt was his daughter. And the older brother was like, no, that is not. I don't have a daughter named Egypt. I don't know who Egypt is. I still don't. And I never, and I'll be
and
honest.
And their shoes weren't returned, so they went somewhere.
So they did. Someone got them. That person has not come forward, but no, there was never an explanation given of this is who Egypt is.
And did you ever find out who the fuck was playing the executive assistant?
Well, it's him.
Okay, so let's clear the story about the executive assistant. The executive assistant does not exist.
That was him.
So there's two instances with the executive assistant.
That.
The executive assistant, and I'm using quotes, David, that was the name he gave him. David spoke to my doctor.
Right.
David never spoke to me. David texted me. So my doctor had no idea the voice she was talking to.
Oh my God.
I would have known. But the person I was communicating with on text was David. David never existed.
Total catfish.
Total catfish moment. David did not exist at all. Not at all. He did not give his phone to someone else. And say, hey, I need you to pretend to be. No, that was him pretending to be this alter ego, this assistant, whatever. That was him.
We are obsessed with your Angela Bassett and Waiting to Excel comp. I mean,
yeah.
Can you just give us that quote one more time so I'll set this up?
The quote that I said to him?
No, about when you use the Angela Bassett quote.
Right. So basically.
This is the end. You've come to your end, right?
Well, you're talking about the day that I kicked him out.
The day that your aha, get the fuck out.
Right.
And also, you didn't know he had a record.
No.
Shit.
Had no idea he had a record. So the day that I kicked him out, I describe in the series how he was not moving fast enough for me to get out of the house. And so I was enraged. I was in an unhealthy rage, so what I will say. And I was looking around the room the way Angela Bassett was looking around the closet and Waiting to Exhale, because I was looking for something to pick up. And I remember looking at the lamp, looking at the TV, and looking at the dresser, which people laugh at, but if you've ever been in that form of a rage, your strength will help you pick up something and use it as a weapon. And I also talk about that scene from Carrie when, you know, they had poured the blood on her and her eyes went wild.
Yeah.
And you knew something was getting ready to happen, but you didn't know what. And then obviously she ended up burning the place down. So yes, that was a very pivotal, dangerous moment. And I say dangerous because I think it is important that we know our own line.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I knew, and I talk about how it was so dangerous where I was at, because I clearly knew I was over my line. I clearly knew that it is nothing but the grace of God that I did not go there. because I wouldn't be sitting here talking.
You'd
to
be in jail.
I would be in jail
in Atlanta.
I know that's not good, and that would just be horrible. Yeah, yeah, but I mean, not to make light of it. It's just, again, everyone has a line. You can only push somebody so much. Even the sweetest people, the people who are in your corner, the people who are defending you, the people who are making excuses for you, you can only push them so much. And I felt like in that moment, when I had done all the research, this is before I found out that there was no one on the phone. This is before I talked to the family. I had enough research to know you had lied to me on such a scale, you have to get out of my house. And even with proof in his face, he still said, "I've never lied to you." And
where for listeners, and where is he now? And what the fuck is he doing?
I do not know physically where he's at.
Right.
I do know that he has come forward and he's given interviews. I will let people make their own decision after watching the interview, because the interview is so absurd.
It's so absurd.
It is so absurd to people who've never dealt with him. When I saw it, it was not that absurd to me. I was like, that's exactly, now you all see.
Now I see it. Now you see. It's in front of you.
I did love, though, in the series when you were like, I leaned in and I was like, I will beat you.
Yeah, like, I will beat you.
I was like you know what? Like the bitch you are. And I was like, to me, that was so raw and so real, because I felt that. I will beat you.
I felt like you could murder him.
Yeah. 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 Do you guys ever watch Scandal?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you remember when Olivia Pope took the chair to the vice president?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. There we go.
There you go.
We're just going to leave it at that.
You guys know I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen my immune health. And Armour Colostrum has proven to be the best of the best. Even with the cold and flu season coming to an end, I'm always trying to prioritize my immune health, especially with young kids being in the house, with constant exposure to germs left, right, and center. So what is Armour Colostrum? It's a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum, which harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers. Armour acts as a first line of defense against harmful particles from the environment that can trigger inflammation and make you sick. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life, and it contains all the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Think of it as a superfood that's sustainably sourced. In clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. Armour Colostrum has also amazing benefits for your gut. Replenishes the microbiome by blocking irritants that can trigger unwanted symptoms like constipation and IBS, and it ignites the metabolism by combating bloat. Since taking Armour Colostrum, my daily bloat has decreased significantly and I've never felt lighter. I have also started to see amazing results with hair growth, and my skin is really starting to look more radiant. I take 3 to 4 scoops daily with cold liquids or foods only. However, as a whole food, there's no such thing as too much. In addition to all these amazing benefits, Armour Colostrum also fuels fitness performance and recovery. Okay, we worked out a special offer for our audience. You guys are going to receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmour.com/lipstick or enter lipstick to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmour.com, tryarmra.com/lipstick. Over here at Lipstick on the Rim, we are always trying for the best new makeup, products, brands, and our latest obsession has been Thrive Cosmetics. For those not familiar, Thrive Cosmetics is a 100% certified vegan and cruelty-free beauty brand. All their products are made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademarked formulas, and uncompromising standards. For every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. So you can feel good knowing your favorite beauty brand also supports communities you care about. I was first introduced to Thrive Cosmetics after seeing their virtual tubing mascara all over social media. You've definitely seen it. It's the turquoise mascara tube that has everyone talking all over TikTok. It's called the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, and it seriously lasts all day without clumping, smudging, flaking. It leaves your eyelashes looking and feeling great with nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. The flake-free tubing formula dramatically lengthens and defines your lashes from root to tip. I used it before dinner last night, and my girlfriends couldn't believe I wasn't wearing lash extensions. As someone who is constantly in front of the camera, mascara, it's my holy grail. It is. It's my holy grail beauty product. Even if I'm just throwing my hair up in a messy bun, I still always throw some on just to help me look a little bit more awake and pulled together. Despite staying on all day, the removal process is so easy. Slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. No soap required. Did you hear that? No soap required. Thrive Cosmetics is a luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you guys can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/lipstick. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/lipstick for 20% off your first order.
And how are you today?
I mean, aside, so I'm good. I say this, and Vienna probably will understand. I am fully aware. I'm not who I was in 2020 when this started, but I also know, and what makes me excited is that I'm not who I'm going to be mm-hmm. when I've healed and I'm on the other side of this. Like mm-hmm. this is a journey. This is a I did not see this coming in terms of what has happened since releasing this story. But man, it feels good when I see people say, girl, I appreciate you. Like, I appreciate you for telling your story because I went through the same thing. And even though I've faced a lot of criticism that's been loud, when I hear people say I watched all 50 parts, it almost chokes me up because I'm like, thank you for taking time out of your life to watch this, even if your opinion of me is like, girl, you were crazy. At least you made that opinion after watching the whole thing, after hearing what I went through. I hope it helps somebody, and not just women. Like, I've had men say, man, I've dealt with women and I've dealt with men who put me through, you know, X, Y, and Z. So it's surreal. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It is.
But you've helped a lot of people by coming forward and telling your story.
I also am a firm believer, very firm believer. If anyone that knows me knows this, I believe everything happens for a reason. Mm. I really do. Even the worst, shittiest things that happen to us, I always see that there's a silver lining that will come from it. And I think for you, you went through the absolute most horrific thing you can go through in a marriage. But I believe there's a silver lining for you in that now look at where you are. Mm-hmm. And like, not that you want to go through it. Like my daughter was ill and it was an awful thing. Mm-hmm. But I look at the girl, this 7-year-old girl and who she is now mm-hmm. and how it's impacted her in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Do I wish that we had gone through what we did as a family to get her to that place? No, right. I don't. Mm-hmm. But if there's a silver lining, I'm going to take it. Mm. And I think for you, it's sort of the same thing. Like, if there's a silver lining, you're going to get that BMW. You're going to go to London. You're going to go to Paris.
You're going to get everything you deserve. You're going to meet a husband. You're going to have it all.
You are.
You know what? Because you absolutely deserve it.
We're
not going to tear up, but we are because we're here. But okay, because this is a beauty and wellness podcast.
And you're beautiful.
And you're beautiful. You. What are some of your favorite products?
So
I love
Dove in terms of skin because I do have sensitive skin. So I love Dove. I have this new nightly routine that I do after I wash.
We love a nighttime routine.
Wash my face, and I use a witch hazel toner to which has helped with the dark spots. And then I use my little cousin has me hooked on the Ordinary serum, and I do that and rub it in, and then use some Cetaphil. And you know that's my nighttime thing. So I feel all bougie and very, you know. Cute girl,
you have
luxury.
Great skin.
You have beautiful skin. It's glowing.
It's because of that. So and makeup. So
and what's some of your favorite makeup?
I do like Elf, which is probably because I buy it on budget. Just saying,
it's a great project. Budget
LA Shadow Girl. PR. We'll have them send all
Shadow
the Elf.
We'll send you all of Elf.
LA Girl. I use a lot of because. LA Girl and N is it NYX?
Yep.
Next. And NY is it pronounced Next?
Yeah.
Yeah. I use them mainly because it doesn't irritate my skin. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would love to do more stuff, but keep in mind, I'm just a regular woman.
Well, girl,
so.
we're gonna set you with the entire
Molly. Molly she's got some products that'll help you with your dark spots.
I've got a whole hyperpigmentation, girl. I can't. Well, that, just so you know, that's how it led me. I'm like, I want to send you my product.
Yeah.
And I know what the struggle is with, you know, dark spots, melasma.
Yeah.
Okay, gonna wrap up. We always do a little rapid fire. Are you a texter? Do you FaceTime or call?
Texter.
What's your go-to cocktail?
Tequila sunrise.
Ooh, girl, we love tequila.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, it's the only thing I drink.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
I'm gonna ask you this question because I love my Cheesecake Factory. What's your favorite order at the Cheesecake Factory?
Okay, so I will start with the chicken samosas. my meal of choice is the chicken Diane. And then my dessert is going to be the white chocolate raspberry truffle cheesecake.
And you said the fried macaroni. No, the fried macaroni and cheese balls.
Must try them. And the buffalo blast, but I like mine with ranch.
I'm telling you, can you please try the steak tacos? They are the best steak tacos you've ever had.
You will try the macaroni and cheese balls.
Why don't we have a date at Cheesecake and we'll order entrees together.
Deal.
By the way, we have to get you a deal with the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, you
need like an unlimited budget for the Cheesecake Factory. Okay. What's your hidden talent?
Oh, God. Sometimes I can do accents for just no reason.
Do a British one.
Hello, lovely.
Hello, lovely.
I can't wait to see you, darling.
Can't wait to go to London.
When you go to London.
Some tea and biscuits, yeah.
Morning person or a night person?
Night person.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Next place you want to travel? Oh. I think I know that.
Outside of London and Paris, I really would like to go to the Maldives.
Oh, ooh. I want to go to the Maldives.
I would love to go to the
Maldives. I'll go with you. We'll get someone to pay for it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're okay.
One beauty product you cannot live without.
Lip gloss.
What do you think your superpower is?
You cannot be around me literally for like more than 5 to 7 minutes and not laugh.
That's a great power to have.
I can make people laugh. What? Yeah.
If you could both go back and tell your 10-year-old self a little piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say to my 10-year-old self, it's not going to go as planned, but that's okay.
But that's okay.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's not going to go as planned. Because 10-year-old me for sure thought I was going to be married at 20, have my first kid at 25. I was going to drive an Infiniti G35. Y'all,
you like cars.
I saw a movie. And thought that's what I want. I just knew I was going to like live in a high rise in New York, East Upper West Side. Mm-hmm. I had no clue about money. So I would tell her, it's not going to go as planned, sweetie, but that's okay. And it's going to take time for you to find out that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I would tell my 10-year-old self.
Do you think that the Atlanta law enforcement, they're going to miss you? You know what? They're going to be
like, we can't say that. We still want to work tomorrow.
She's going to be there. Don't worry. She will be there in like five minutes.
Yeah, I will be there.
Could you have ever imagined this?
No. And if we're going to be transparent, if I knew that it was going to blow up like this, I wonder, I feel like I still would have told the story. I just would have told it differently. I really would have told it differently. And what I mean by that is First off, I would have put all the parts at one time, just uploaded them all at once. Number one. Number two, I would have been very careful on making sure everyone's name and identity was not told. Because I did say the ex-wife's name, the first wife, and I feel bad for that because it led to people finding out who she was. And people don't realize I didn't take notes. What you're seeing is in real time of me recording it.
No, you were driving. You were in the morning putting on your makeup.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have your wig yet. You didn't even have, I mean, girl, we know.
Yeah.
But I also think the rawness, and again, you mess up on a name. Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't, you know, intentional, but there was
people would have found out though.
I think the rawness is what added to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't overproduced. Where do you want to see Teresa in 5 years?
I want this story to propel, but I want to also tell other stories. whether it's mine or someone who trusted me to tell their story. Mm-hmm. Because I do feel like, okay, you've been most talkative all of your life. Talk on behalf of people who feel like, hey, I feel safe with her. That is one thing I hope to always maintain. I hope people get around me and they feel like, man, it felt like I was talking to my homegirl, because that's how I want you to feel. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I'm holding my camera, as if all of you are my homegirls and my homeboys. So that way it just felt like, no, she's not trying to put on a show. I have on my scarf because I'm about to go to bed, and I'm just letting you know, hey, so we're just going to pick up, girl, let me tell you where we're at. So this is part 15. So how about, you know what I mean? That's how I wanted to record it. So in 5 years, I would love to still tell other stories,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether that is in writing or whether that's screenwriting or whether that's on a show, just being able to still give a voice to people who were like, look, I saw what happened to you. I want my story out there, but I don't want my face out there. And I understand that. I really do. I do get that.
Do you think that your armor is up as a human being?
Yeah. I mean, after going through this, yeah. Maybe that's good. Some people may feel like, you know, that's a good thing. And other people may understand that that wasn't how I started out. Like, maybe I was too trusting.
Were you in the beginning?
Just human.
You're human.
I think on some level, I started out with 100%, because I do think that people either start out giving you 100% trust or you have to earn their trust. And I respect both ways. I think I started this situation with my ex-husband with 100% trust, because I went into it believing everything he said, did not verify. That's why now I'm saying, and I'm stealing it from my boss, so if he ever sees this, I'm giving you credit, sir. But he's the one who says, trust but verify. And that is so true.
Like, and you use that
through the series.
You use that all through the series.
Because it's so true. Like, you can trust this person, but you also can verify, because now I'm living proof. It doesn't cost you anything to verify what they're saying.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it could cost you everything. And that everything can be money. It can be your freedom. It can be your mental health. Like, yeah. It can be so many things that you lose because you didn't verify just one piece of information that was nagging at you.
I loved when you did your disclaimer about your aunt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't that she was saying, listen, girl, you need to stay. You mm-hmm. made your bed. You need to. And I love that you went back and were like, no, my aunt was just saying, I've got to deal with where I am.
Yeah. My aunt is one of the most ride or die.
By the way, we should have invited her. I can't wait to meet her.
I was just on the phone with her. She probably would be like, look, when it comes to my niece, don't play. She was just really in a place that I think a lot of family members and friends would tell a married woman, which is, you know, I hate this for you. And whatever you decide, I have your back. But I cannot tell you which way you need to go. But I have your back on whichever way you do go.
And that's the fact that you have that, I mean, mm-hmm. it's such a gift, right? Because mm-hmm. like, that is a beautiful support mm-hmm. to have.
Are you looking to be a better parent, perform better at your job, finally muster up the energy to get to that art project you haven't started or that dinner you've been meaning to host with friends? If I told you magnesium has changed my life, would you believe me? Listen to this. 75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium, a mineral that's essential to hundreds of functions in the body. That means that there's a 3 out of 4 chance you are deficient. A magnesium deficiency is a root cause of a whole host of modern ailments, from anxiety to depression to insomnia to stress. I really do love it when the puzzle pieces start to come together. I've been taking Mellow Magnesium, and I'm telling you, I love it. It's a powerful daily super blend that contains the 3 most bioavailable and nutrient-dense forms of chelated magnesium on the earth. The 2 most stress-busting aminos, GABA and L-theanine, and over 70 trace minerals. This magnesium is truly in a league of its own, offering 300-plus health benefits for better sleep and optimal health and wellness. It comes in 4 amazingly delicious flavors, ranging from lemon to lavenberry to pomegranate and naked, which is a stripped down flavor-free version that I love adding to smoothies and protein shakes. Plus, I love that all the flavors are gentle on the stomach. The origin story behind Mellow Magnesium Super Blend is a pretty great one too. Ned spent over 3 years developing the product. It was a quest that started at MIT and took them to the fjords of Iceland and the Irish Sea. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code LIPSTICK. Make sure you use code LIPSTICK. Go to helloned.com, helloned.com/lipstick, or enter code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's helloned.com, helloned.com/lipstick to get 15% off. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Oh, that's right. They have completely revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Your shapewear won't roll down. You can rip it up on the dance floor. It won't move an inch. Plus, I love that their shapewear features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off. Made with breathable fabric, you'll also stay nice and cool. Okay, for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale and get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link by going to honeylove.com/lipstick. I've had my fair share of shapewear mishaps. They can be uncomfortable. They can even not be flattering. They can hit the wrong body part. Honeylove, I feel so good. I know you guys are going to love this brand. Their best-selling Superpower Short is my go-to. Get ready to be obsessed. It's the perfect amount of compression. The flexible boning is what keeps it from rolling down, and it totally lifts in a way that I'm not mad about. I also love the Signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. But it doesn't stop there. Nope, it doesn't stop there. Honeylove has more than just sculpt wear. That incredibly flattering and comfortable bras, tanks, and leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/lipstick. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/lipstick. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. We love Honeylove and we know you will too. Move with confidence thanks to Honeylove.
Do you think with your mom that you wanted to please her so bad that you didn't tell her the truth at times?
It's not that I wanted to please her as much as it was. There was a lot of shame and a lot of guilt over living with a guy before marriage.
I know.
It was, man, the guilt I felt in being pregnant was enormous because I'm the product of a single mom. My mom was a single mom. So I already know what that's like to grow up as a child of a single mother. That was one of my biggest fears.
Were you labeled as that?
I was definitely labeled as a statistic growing up. Like, okay, you're the product of your mom's a single mom. You don't know your dad. You never met your dad. Like, yeah, you're one of those. Like, we're not really expecting much from you. And so for me, it was really just like it was more shame and more embarrassment that I'm in this situation. And I know had my mother known what was going on, this series broke her heart. Like she has my back, but it broke her heart to hear because she watched all 50 parts. It broke her heart because she had no idea how bad it was. Because what she knew was bad, again, she's hearing this, you know, a lot of this all fresh. And she was just like, my God, I had no idea. Why did you not tell me?
But do you think there was a part of you that didn't want to tell her? Because then that also made it really real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that was it. It was like, once mom knows, like I know with my own parents.
Yeah. I know with my, our both of our mothers sadly passed away.
Mm.
But that's when shit's real.
Yeah.
That's when you're like, I can't really turn around.
But when she would call
away.
You on it and be like, oh, no, that's just not true. Yeah. No. And then you freaking break and you're like, wait a second, she made it real.
When she came for a visit. In April of 2021, she would tell you she knew something. But she was like, I don't know what it is I'm picking up. Because she was like, my daughter does not seem all that happy.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we weren't arguing. He and I put on a united
front.
We've
done that with our in-laws. Yeah. I mean, or even my parents, when they're coming, we're like, I might hate you right now.
Yeah, but for the purpose of this visit, we get along like a Hallmark channel.
Yeah.
We are good. And so it wasn't until later on that she told me, she was like, she said that she prayed about it because that's my mother. My mom is the type that's like, I'm not going to question my daughter's marriage. What I'm going to do is get on my knees in prayer. And she told me that she felt like, God, I don't know what's going on with my child. Because no matter how old I get, I'm her child. I'm her baby. So she was like, I don't know what's going on with my child, but please protect her. So now that she's hearing all this, she is very much like, thank you, Jesus, that you protected her, because this could have gone so much worse.
And I know how proud she is of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in awe of all. She's just like, and, oh, my
and,
God.
And you have come through it.
I have a question for you. Who have you heard from, you know, celebrity-wise that you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they listened to this?
Okay.
She's like, so, where do I begin?
I know that Tyler Perry has seen it.
Yes.
Oh, I know God. That we Shonda Rhimes has seen it. Robin Roberts. some of the celebrity, Danielle Brooks,
who I just saw her.
Made a video at the Oscars. I was like, you know, oh my God. Amazing. And I'm sure there's way more. It's just that those are the ones that I can verify off the top of my head. They have heard of this series on TikTok. And if that's enough for me now, if Oprah has heard about it.
I was just going to say, Oprah, are you listening?
Then I am going to just pass out wherever I'm at.
All right,
sure.
Let's pretend we're Oprah.
Okay.
What do you think? Okay.
I can't pretend we're Oprah.
I know, I can't either. Like, we are so not Oprah. But what, did you have an aha moment after all of this?
An aha moment after all of this.
Lord, help me, Jesus.
So for me, my aha moment was probably the weekend after it was released. So I started Wednesday. The last episode was done Sunday, probably like Monday or Tuesday. Once I saw the amount in my inbox of thank yous, I did have a moment where I was like, all right, this was worth it.
Mm-hmm. It was really worth it.
And you've helped, we keep saying it over and over again, but the amount of people you've helped will continue to help is, it's not what you wanted to do necessarily, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's a gift you've given to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And look at you now. And let me tell you.
I know. This whole thing is just.
Well, you're at South by Southwest.
With Molly Sims. Like, did you know that you're Molly Sims though?
I mean,
do you know that? Because I know Molly Sims. And so when he told me Molly Sims, what you do? I was like, it's Molly Sims. Like, it's the Molly Sims. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen you for years and I'm just like, it's the Molly Sims. So
thank you. We've had a good time. And, you know, I'm so honored. I know this is going to sound weird, but I'm so honored that you would pick us.
Yeah.
I'm honored that you invited me. And that you were prepared for me. In other words, that you actually watched it.
Oh, we watched, I watched your live recording. Okay, like, I mean, my husband thought I was a freaking lunatic. My three kids are like, what are you watching? Because I'm always telling them, like, you can't watch TikTok.
And then there you are watching.
They're like, well, you're watching TikTok. I'm like, this isn't TikTok. This is Risa Tisa. So, yes, I think, listen, I cannot wait to see your ride. I cannot wait.
We are going to be rooting for you.
We are going to be rooting for you. And girl, you are on your way.
Thank you.
You deserve. You deserve it. There's people in life you meet and you go, I hope they fucking have it.
And when
you are that person.
Thank you.
And being from the South, and I think why you resonated so much, because I'm from Kentucky, is that, you know, girl, I'm guilty over going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel guilty as a Southern or a people pleaser. And I think I could see that in you. You know, wanting to do something right, wanting to be, you know, who you thought you could be with him.
Yeah.
And we're not going to mention Legion's name ever again.
No.
So, why not? No. He is dead to us too. Don't worry.
You know what? He can, who is he? No.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, thank you. Okay. Risa Tisa, follow her TikTok, Instagram. She's with CAA. If you want to reach out, produce her.
Tyler
Shonda. She's available and ready, and she's got a lot of stories to tell. We love you.
Thank you.
And
I'm going to hold you to that cheesecake date.
And I just want to thank your lawyer.
I'll be with you for the first cheesecake slice.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to send you cheesecake next week. Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. We're going to taste our little macaroni and
macaroni and cheese balls. Y'all, I'm telling you, they are delicious. Oh,
I know. I can't wait. I've got a little wise for you. So got a little wise beauty for you.
Okay, thank you.
Do some pads, do all of it. By the way, we are actually going to be here in Austin, Texas on May 4th for our Dear Media IRL. If you guys want to buy tickets, this is Emisha and I are going to be in person here. I can't believe us.
This is like the best 24 hours ever. We won an award and we're sitting with Risa Tisa. It doesn't get better.
It doesn't get better. We're so grateful. And I just wanted to give one more shout out to our community and our listeners. And I'm sorry we make you buy so much on your credit card. And
sorry.
But we really
Not
sorry. We really do appreciate everything that you guys have done for us and voting for us. And, you know, we said in our speech, just how much we're so grateful for our community. And we learn as much as everybody else.
And we want to keep doing more so that you guys keep learning more because we're learning alongside with you.
Yeah. Risa, we love you. You're the best.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to see you on your journey. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. I love you.
Award winner.
Award winner.
Congratulations.
Award winner is over here. Don't mind us.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.